I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. There's a story in the book of Acts that's near and dear to just about every preacher I know. It's the story of Eutychus. Paul is in the midst of a missionary journey. He's visiting a house church in Troas with a missionary team for 7 days. Listen to Acts 20, 7 through 12. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul began talking to them. Intending to leave the next day, he prolonged his message until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were gathered together, and there was a young man named Eutychus sitting on the windowsill, sinking into a deep sleep. As Paul kept on talking, Eutychus was overcome by sleep, and he fell down from the third floor and was picked up dead. But Paul went down and fell upon him, and after embracing him, he said, "Do not be troubled, for he is still alive." When Paul had gone back up and had broken the bread and eaten, he talked with him a long while until daybreak and then left. They took away the boy alive and were greatly comforted. I can't tell you how many times I've looked out into the congregation as I deliver a sermon and am thankful that we don't let people sit in the window rafters. When I was younger, I used to blame myself for the sleeping saints who nod off somewhere between the opening prayer and the scripture reading. If I was just a little louder, a little more captivating, maybe I could entice them to stay awake. But these days I think, look, maybe they just need a nap. I'm glad my voice doesn't get in the way. By the way, this story also makes us preachers feel a little better if we go 10 minutes over on a Sunday morning. I mean, Paul preached until after midnight. Then after the miracle, they had a snack and they kept going. I love the detail in verse 8 about the many lamps that were glowing in the room, as if to say, it's not all Paul's fault. Someone was bound to fall asleep in that soft evening light. This story from Acts 20 makes me think about the ways we can be captivated. Who do we give our attention to, and why? And how long can we stay tuned in before something else distracts us? Most of us have grown up in a world that is crammed so full of distractions, it's frankly amazing that we can focus on anything. We might pull out our phone in the middle of a conversation, interrupting a real-life relational connection for a digital fix. One of the main ways we honor God is by giving Him our attention. He is speaking over us all the time, but we have to be intentional if we want to hear Him. He is doing things all around us that warrant our praise and our adoration and our thanks, and most of the time, we don't even notice. Not because we're purposefully ignoring Him, but because our focus and attention are finite, and there's just so much else to look at. I wonder if one of the ways we can radically worship God in this digital age might be to purposefully disconnect from all the distractions now and then, just so we can listen to the voice of God. Maybe we don't need our phones out during church. Cultivating a relationship with God works a lot like cultivating a relationship with a person. What you let get in the way of your relationship gives that person a sense of how important or unimportant they are to you. Approaching God in a worship service or alone in your room is all about attention. You don't have to use specific words or sing the right song. Those things are just tools to help you focus your attention. A liturgy might help, or it might distract, and the same goes for music or lights. Sometimes we pass judgment on these things or the lack of these things, but it's all done in service of trying to help us focus. What can you do today to focus your attention on God? Attention is in short supply these days, so it's okay to start small. Make giving Him your attention a priority and see what happens to your relationship. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.